Now that these people want to make this chumrah, want to be strict upon themselves, you're not allowed to go and be matirish for them. You have to let them do the chumrah. There it's shver. How do you say, let a regular Yisrael go and eat the chal in front of them, because they're machmer and you're not machmer, but you're not allowed to be mekel in front of them? Or Maloy, he answered back, it's no kasha. For lav mehitmer Allah, didn't we learn of this halacha? That Omar Rav Chizda, the kusoi, we're only talking about kusoi, means people that don't know the halachas. So them, if them do a chumrah, now if they're going to see that we're matir, we do this kula in front of them, they'll think, just like this you're allowed to do, other things also you're allowed to do. Therefore, in front of like an amorat that doesn't know the halachas, if he's machmir with something, you're not supposed to go and tell him, you should know, you don't have to do that. Because once you tell him not to do that, he'll start to stop doing other things also. So it's only in front of a kusoi that you're not supposed to tell him to stop it. Mashen came here, it wasn't a kusoi, so therefore he said, it's good what I did, I'm allowed to tell them, like, let a regular Yisrael eat this challah. There's no din, there's no inyan to take challah from rice. So the Gemara name, kusoi though, my taima mishon de masachi, milsa. Why in front of a kusoi like an amoritz? You can't you do it. Because we're afraid he'll stop doing other mitzvahs also, like Rashi says, shel kula u'mezalzlen yoyser. He'll start taking this kula, and he'll do more kula, so he'll be mezalzlen other mitzvahs. So, tahanach in shinami, this people also, these b'nei chuzoi here, is also sarchi milsa. These people also very kal. And if you'll be makeup for them not to take challah from their rice, they'll stop taking challah from other things also. They'll stop taking challah altogether. So therefore, Taki, you should not be makeup in front of them. So the Gemara comes out, you're right. Elo amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said like this. Chazinun, let's see. Iruban oirez, if most of the things that they eat is made out of rice, is achli, most of what they eat is rice, loinechlu zarbiapayu. Then don't be nekel in front of them. Don't let a regular Yisrael eat their chal in front of them. But if I can't, let them be machner, let them take off chal even from oirez. Why? Because dumma mishtakcha toiras chal minayu. Because if you're going to let them eat this rice, the chal in front of them, they'll stop taking off chal here, and the chal will stop taking off chal altogether. Because most of the things they eat is rice. And once you don't have to take off chal from rice, they'll bechlal forget about the mitzvah chal altogether. But what about the other way? Viru v'doga, let's say most of the food they eat there is made out of doga, made out of wheat, then achle nechle zabepayel. Then I'm asking, it's a good thing that we should show them that when they make their dough out of rice, you don't have to take off challah. Therefore, we'll let a regular Yisrael eat up that challah in front of them. Why? Because since most of the dough they use is made out of flour, which is mechuyiv mid rice and challah, we're afraid dilma osti leafrushay min achiyav al aptur or min aptur al achiyav, that if they're going to still take off challah from rice, we're afraid at the same time he's going to have one dough made out of wheat, and wheat is mechuyiv mid rice to take off challah from it, and he'll have another dough here made out of rice, and rice dough is potter from challah. Now this Tamaras doesn't know the difference. And he'll think they're both mechuyiv and challah, and he'll take off the challah from the rice to pata the challah from the wheat. And that's not true. That's called ben aptur al achiyiv. So since if most of the wheat, most of the dough is going to be from wheat, which is mechuyiv mid raisa, then we're afraid if he'll take off the rice, he'll mix up the halachas. Therefore we have to tell him, no, rice is potim in a challah. So that I call upon him that when he does eat the dog and the wheat, from that you have to take off challah. So you shouldn't mix up the halachas. The Mintoisi has the famous good kash here. That we're saying now, what's going on here? These people here are machmer upon themselves not to take off chal even from rice. So saying now the only reason why we shouldn't stop them is because in front of an amoritz, you're not supposed to stop them. Because if you stop them, then they'll do kulas other things also. But if not an amoritz, you're allowed to stop the guy and tell the guy you don't have to do it. So that's faket from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that a mokim shenogu l'achmir, you have to do the minig of that mokim also. Like if you're a minig and your place you live is not to take off challah from oriz, and you go to a place now that they take off challah from the oriz, our Mishnah says you have to go after the minig of the mokim you're going to. So how could we say here no, that if you live this minig, you have a right to stop the minig? Just if they're not amoritz, you shouldn't stop it because they'll take more kulas. But if not for amoritz, you're allowed to tell them to stop. So it's faket opposite from our Mishnah. But Toi says, sorry. Toi says, V'yemari, The masni sinari b'mini choshev. There are different types of minhogim people do. Different type of things, yeah. If it's a minig choshev, like the Rabbanu, the Gedolei Hador said that's a good minig. Shenhigu al pi Talmud Chochem. The Talmud Chochem started that minig. And that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Not to do melacha on Erev Pesach even in the morning is a good minig. It started from a Talmud Chochem. So such a minig, if you live in that city, you have to follow that minig. And if you leave your city and go to another city, that city has a minig, you have to follow that minig. Because that's called a minig choshev. V'hochi ari shenogu b'nei amdina mayatzimam. Mashiach, and here this minig is not a minig choshev. Like we're saying, there's no such minig like that, really, to take off a challah from rice. If rice is potter, not called dough, you have no chiyuv to take off challah. So this minig wasn't up here, Talmud Chochem. Therefore, this minig, really, you're allowed to tell the people not to do it. That you, for sure you don't have to do it. Just if the people as the kusoi and the amoritz, then you shouldn't stop them, because they shouldn't do other kulis. But it depends what type of a minig you are. Our Mishnah is only talking about a chosh of a minig. A chosh of a minig, then there's a cloud. If you go into that city, you're supposed to be knowing that minig like they have over there. Right. Kufa. On top, before we learned. Devarim hamutarim, something that's mutar, like here, to take off challah from rice, you're not mechuyiv to. The yacherim nogim benister, but other people are noig the chumra year, they take off challah even from rice. Is Allah chiyatir rishoy latir mifnayim. You're not allowed to go in front of them and tell them, stop doing it. And we said only because he's a kusoy, because he's not moritz. And Amar Rav Chisda, the kusoy yastinim. We're talking about if these people are not moritz, that if you tell them to stop doing this one halacha, they'll think, just like I'll stop doing this, I'll stop doing other mitzvahs also. But other people, normal people, no, you don't have to listen to their minig. You could change the minig. For the Gemara of Tanya, we learned like this. There's halacha, roi chatzin, shnei achin, ki yechod. Two brothers are allowed to wash themselves. Roi chatzin, posha means undress together, take a shower, or go into the river together. V'yein roi chatzin, shnei achin, bekful. The minig was in Kful, in this city, this minig was two brothers don't wash themselves together, undressed the same place. We'll soon see why. O Maisa, Maisa, Apin, B'Yehuda, V'Hillel, Bono, Shom, Gamliel. That Yehuda and Hillel were two brothers, the sons of Gamliel. Shirocha, Tzushneim, Kiyecha, B'Kful. They both went down to the same bathhouse together, and took a bath together, in this city, Kful. V'Elo, Azra, Aleim, Kol, Medina. And the whole city was talking about it. In this city, the minig was two brothers don't take a bath together. And here there are two choshev brothers taking a bath together. Omru, they said, Miyameinu Larino Kach, from our lives we never saw two brothers take a bath together. How come you're doing it here? So when Hillel and Yehuda heard this, V'nishmat Hillel v'yosla beit achitzen. Hillel picked himself up and went to the outside room. Like he was mekabel from them. If your minig here is not to do it, we're not going to do it. For the he did not want to tell them mutarimatem, that no, you tell me not to take a bath. We're allowed to. Two brothers are allowed to. That's the kasha. Why didn't he tell them you're allowed to? Hey, to have a minute, these people are not amaratzin. These people are choshev people, and we're saying in front of choshev people, if the minig is not such a choshev minig, you're allowed to do faket from that minig. So if I says here, this minig wasn't such a choshev minig. So you have a kasha, how come you had to step out to the outside room? Why didn't he just stay there and bathe together? And you should tell them, there's no such halacha like that. I, your noig, I have a right not to be noig like you, because this wasn't the choshev minig. Another case was, yoitzin b'kondiskin b'shabbos. You're allowed to walk out with slippers, or some type of a clothing, it doesn't say clearly what it is, that is a chash, maybe you fall off on Shabbos, and you may come to carry it in the streets. Some people say it's a slippers, it means, is yoitzin b'kondiskin b'shabbos. You're allowed to walk outside with slippers on Shabbos. V'yen yoitzin b'kondiskin b'shabbos b'biri. In this city, Biri, there the meaning was not to walk out with slippers on Shabbos. Now, Maisap and the Maisab Yudim Hillel, same my Nochamol, Yehud and Hillel, that was born of Shom Gamliel. They were the sons of Gamliel. Sheyotso, because the Kisun, the Shabbos of Bira, they walked out with their slippers on Shabbos in the city Bira. The Loazalei Mamdino. And all the people started to talk about them. The Yarmul, they said, we are Menu from our lifetime. Lorino Kach, we never saw anybody wearing slippers on Shabbos. You should be a Shash, and they held them with Sosser, because maybe you'll fall off, and you'll come to carry the Bishus Rabbim. Vishomtum, so they did what they took off the slippers, Vinostum Liavdayim. They gave it to the Goyish Avodim there. But they did not want to tell these people, you should know, such a minig, that's not a minig, Choshev, I'm allowed to do it. Why didn't he answer them back and tell them, this minig I'm allowed to do? So Kasha, if you're saying only in front of a kusoi, in front of an Amora Chikini, it's in the back. But mask in front of a normal person, you're allowed to answer them back and tell them, I don't hold from that minig. Why didn't they answer them back here and tell them, Akasha, why I'm wearing slippers? I hold there's no such minig like that. Right, another locker is, V'yoshven asasule nochrim b'shabbos. You're allowed to sit down on the same bench that goyim are sitting down on Shabbos and doing business. You have a goy on Shabbos sitting down on a bench. That's their bench, like outside the store that they sell and buy things on this bench. You're also allowed to sit down there. The Einam Yoshvin Atasol Nochim Shabbos Piyaku. Mashenkin in the city Yaku, there the meaning was not to sit down on Shabbos on the same bench that the goyim do business. Why? Because there's a chshad. If people see you sitting down on that bench, they'll think you're also doing business on Shabbos. So in Akka, they were machmir not to sit down on the same bench that the goyim do business on. When he went to Akku, he sat down on that bench where goyim were also sitting doing business. And all the people started to talk about him. Omru, they said to him, from our lifetime, we never saw anybody sit down on the same bench that goy does business on Shabbos. So nishmat agave karka enechnami. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel listened to them, and he got off that seat and sat down on the floor. He did not want to tell them, muterim atem, you are allowed to do it. So the question is, why? Why didn't he tell them you're allowed to do it? The Bais says, these minhogim here were not choshevim minhogim. So good, if you want to be machmir, you could be machmir. But you can't tell me to be machmir. You don't have, like Tosafot says, you don't have the din of the Mishnah to say that in this mokim, if they're machmir, such a chumrah, I don't have to listen to such a chumrah. Only in a case with an amoratzim. Now the amorats, there you should not be making in front of them. But the chumrah here, the kasha was, these three cases were not the mokim amorats. So why didn't he tell them I'm allowed to? The Teretz is, b'nei medina sayom nami. The people living outside Eretz Yisrael, Medina Sayyam, the other side of the ocean, Nami, they're also considered like an Amoritz. Kivon Lashchichi Rabbonin Gabayu, since they did not have Rabbonin living near them, is Kusim Domi. They're also considered like Kusim, that we're afraid of will be matter for them and tell them, you're allowed to sit on the chair on Shabbos with the goy, you're allowed to walk out with your slippers on Shabbos, you're allowed to take a bath together with your brother. We're afraid these people, since they're not Tamid Chomim, there's no Rabbonim there, they'll come to be Mekum more. So that's why in these cases in the Medina Sayyam, he was also Makbir not to tell them that I don't have to listen to you, but rather he listened to them. So Gemara explains now, what's Pshan these Minhogim that they were Machmir? Vishlei Masasoli Nochrim Mishum Nemechsei Kemekach HaMemcher. Now you understand that meaning. Don't sit on Shabbat the same bench that a guy is doing Malacha, because it looks like you're also doing business then. They're according to Kisun, wearing slippers or some type of a clothing that will fall off you. Nami Dilma Mishtalfu, maybe this clothing will fall off you on Shabbos. The Yosil Yasvino Arbam is Rishus Rabim. And you'll be walking through the streets in Rishus Rabim, and it'll fall off you, the slippers or whatever it is, and you'll come to carry it. So that's why there's a minig not to wear it. Avoroichtsim, my timer. What's wrong with two brothers taking a bath together? My timer, Loi. Merkatani, you learned like this. A person is allowed to take a bath with any other man, chutz miyavim, only not in front of his father. V'chomev, not in front of his father-in-law. Ubal ima, not in front of his mother's husband, stepfather. Ubal achoysoy, not in front of his sister's husband either. V'yav Yehuda mati biyavim, Yehuda is mati in front of your father, but they covered of it. That if you go to help your father, he's taking a bath, you're allowed to help him along, take a bath with him also. V'u adin labal imoy, who adin your mother, she's married to somebody now? Also, he held his mutter. Now, they made a gzair here, the gods will be shnei achim, mishum balachoisei. They made a gzair with the two brothers should not take a bath together, or to a brother and his brother-in-law will take a bath together. That's their chumrah. So Rashi explains what's wrong with taking a bath with your father or with your father-in-law. So Rashi says, since you see them, you see them undressed, and you look at that mokum, you remember you come out from there. It's nice and liba lahara, you come to think about it. Same thing with your father-in-law. Nice and liba shiyotze ishto mikan. You come to think that's where your wife came out from, and you start to think about znus. The same thing. That's why. Mashenka Yudah says Mishum Kavroviv, if your father needs you, then it's mutter. Weiter. Wo hat den Babal immer wir? Wir hast den Begos mit Schnee Jachen. Weiter. Tonne. Talmud la yir chatzim rabbi. Same thing. A Talmud should not take a bath undressed together with his Rebbe. The im rabbi tzorach lebe. If his Rebbe needs him, his father to help him along there, then mutter. Then it's mutter. Because you're going to help your Rebbe, that's all right. As the samuz of the union is, als kovi rabbi, you shouldn't see him when he's undressed. But if you need, you have to do it to help him out, that's mutter. Mor kiyosa rabba barbachona. Och nugumarna. Kiyos, exactly how he passed me, as Utsum Ramos says, the Meister's man is able to make about these things. The frat by stays posture, when they do take bath, they wear bathing suits or so, when they have anything clothing on them, treat it's mutter. And even that, though, we don't have that. The only thing actually go to the mikveh, there's some people say about the short time in the mikveh, you're not really staying there, it's also right. I mean, the whistle shall of a father takes the son to the mikveh. So the father said, the kid is young, the child doesn't pass the other sister, it's only when he's older already. And the child, when he's older, maybe they shouldn't do it together. Yeah. Right. Kiyosi Rabba Barbachona. Ocho the Isra. He ate the Isra. What's the Isra? Rashi says, that type of a fat, it's a shayla of this fat is kosher or treif. And he ate it, he held it was mutter to eat it. Rashi chayla of its fat, shebekfit v'sakeva. At the way the part of the stomach of the animal covers over, that's his fat there. Shakeva kafufa, that's where the stomach folds over. The Yasui Kesha looks like a bow there. The Yaisa Chelev, that fat there, Shebemokim Heter Oichlin B'nei Eretz Yisrael. The B'nei Eretz Yisrael held that fat as muti, will not eat it. O B'nei Bovel Noigim B'yisr. The people living in Bovel used to be Noig, that fat is called Trefa fat, you're not allowed to eat. He wasn't Makbid, he used to eat this fat. Is Kiyosu Rabba Barbachona Ochel the Yisrael. Is Oil Legabe Rabavir, Rabavir came in to see him. Saba, the Rabba braid the Rafuna, is Kiva the Chazinu, as soon as Rabba Babachona saw these people coming into him, Kisayu Minayu, he hid it from them. As he was first from Eretz Israel. Now he went to Bovel. And in Bovel they held this fat is also, you're not allowed to eat it. But he was from Eretz Israel, he was Noig Lakula, so he was eating it. But as soon as they came into him, right away he covered it up that they shouldn't see what he's doing. Is also the Yomulei Abaya, they told over to Abaya what happened. Omulus, Abaya told him back, you should know, Shavinchu Kikusoi, you should know that Rabba Barbachona made you too like Kusoyim. Notice he made you like an Amoritz. Because if you wouldn't have been an Amoritz, since this minig by says is not such a chashuv minig, I have a right to tell you not to do it. Like, I don't have to listen to you. Since he didn't want to tell them that I'm eating this fat, and I hold the smutter, why didn't he want to do it? Because he was afraid of being matter in front of you. In front of you, I can't be matter. Rashi said, the Amrin and Liel, the Vorm HaMutorim, the Acherim Noga, the Nisr, Iyatir Yisrael Atirim Bifneim, the Yukma Rav Chizda B'Kusoi. So that's why here he didn't want to tell them what he was doing, but rather he covered up this fat, that they shouldn't think he was eating the fat. Even though really, in front of normal people, he was around to tell them, you hold it, so what? I hold the smutter, it's smutter. Fredigmar HaKashadom, but for Rabba Barbachona, lest he hold that nan, doesn't he hold what it says now Mishnah though? Nois and all of Chumri Yamokim Shiyotsu Mishom, for Chumri Yamokim Sholach Hashem, doesn't he hold that you have to go after the Mokim where you left to the Mokim you're going to? So the Ice says, this minig then was our Picha Chomim here. That this was a minig called B'nai Bavel did. The people in Bavel paskin that this chelav, this fat is traitor, not allowed to eat it. There it passed. That even though you come from Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael you hold it with mutter, but now when you come to visit Bavel, if in this city we hold it sasser, you should also be machmer. That's the din of our Mishnah. That if you come into a new place, and this new place has chumris, that like Tzitz said, is a good minig, I'll feed the tamid chachomim there, you also have to be knowing that chumrah. So how come here he was allowed to eat the fat in Bavel? In Bavel they held this fat was asur. Omer Abayah said like this. The two twists in the Gemara. Abaye first said, Hani Mili, when do we say this Yisoid, mi Bavel a Bavel? If you go from one city in Bavel to another city in Bavel, then you have to take on the Chumrah of that Mokim. Or else from Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. From one city in Eretz Yisrael to another city in Eretz Yisrael, you have to take over the Chumris. inami mi bavul Eretz Yisrael. If you go from bavul to Eretz Yisrael, you have to take over the makom of Eretz Yisrael. Avo mi Eretz Yisrael to bavul. Here the mice was, he originally was from Eretz Yisrael, and he came down to bavul, loy. You don't have to take over the chumris of bavul. Why? Kivan v'yanan karfin in lihu. Since Bnei Bavel has to be kofav, binichna, bring themselves lower, listen to the people of Eretz Yisrael, is avinika v'sayil, like the ikur here of the people in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the people of Bavel have to listen to the people in Eretz Yisrael, and not the opposite way. So, in the gate to Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Eretz Yisrael is more choshev. So, if an Eretz Yisrael a person goes into Bavel, he does not have to take on the chumris of the people in Bavel. Because the people in Bavel are kofav, are always nichna, have to come on to what it says in Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi says, "Our Eretz Yisrael above him, im yeshanes a minig above him, ain't kan machlekes. There won't be any machlekes if you change your minig. There's the reason why you come into a makom. You should take on the chumrah, not to cause a machlekes there. But here there won't be a machlekes. The Yanan kafin of Eretz Yisrael, because the people living in Bavel know that they have to come on to the people in Eretz Yisrael. The yinu smicha, they have smicha there. Of a Bavel, they smicha. In Bavel, they don't have smicha." Therefore, there won't be any machlokes if the people from Eretz Yisrael do what they're minig in Bavel. Because the people in Bavel know that we also have to listen to the people in Eretz Yisrael. That's one teretz. Another teretz Gemara says is, Rav Ashi Yamano, Afilu Teimim Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Still, there'll be a machlokes. If you come from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, still really you have to listen to the makom that you're going to. And if Bavel has a chumrah, Meikar Adin, you have to be knowing that chumrah. So here, why wasn't he knowing the chumrah? The teretz is that lalochas this teretz hani mili hecha di endaita lachzer. It's only if you plan to go to Bavel and live there and stay there. Now that you're coming to this makom, you have to accept upon yourself all the menhagim of that makom. The Rabbi Bar Bachona daita lachzer heavy, but he had in mind just to come to Bavel for a visit. But he had in mind to go back home to Eretz Yisrael. So since he had in mind to go back home to Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to make up upon himself the chumras of this makom. He's not called a makom. He lives in Eretz Yisrael. If you're just visiting someplace, you don't have to make up the chumras of that makom. But I'll call upon him to do it before Hesia openly, they'll cause a machlekes. You're not allowed to do it before Hesia. But Bitsinah, though, it's mutter. If you do something Bitsinah, nobody knows what you're doing. Mikra din, you're allowed to do it. If you have died to lachso, like if Eretz Yisrael then comes to America, Fahesi is not allowed to do malacha the second day Yom Tov, even though for him it's chol. But since the makom of America, if we have a second day Yom Tov, and that Yisrael Dik is not allowed to do malacha the Fahesi. Just Bitsina, what he wants to do in his own private room, nobody sees him, he's allowed to do malacha the second day Yom Tov. Because he doesn't have to accept the chumrah of America. Because he's died to lachso, he has not to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And Echnami, once he comes to live here, to move to America and live here, then he has to take upon himself the chumras of America, and he has to keep a second day Yom Tov. But it's told if you have das to go back where you came from, or no, you have das to stay where you are. The din of the Mishnah, if you're going to that mokka, you have to take on those chumras, only if you have das to stay there. Omale Rabba Bar Bachona Lebnei. So Rabba Bachona told his sons like this, Bnei, my children, Loi Toichol, you should not eat this fat. Lay before and not in front of me. Not in front of me. Because the cloud, don't take on this kula to eat this fat. Why? Ani, me, myself, Sharisias, Rabbi Yechanan, Shochal, I saw my Rebbe, Rabbi Yechanan, that ate this fat. It's Kedayu, Rabbi Yechanan, Lismacholov, Befonim. Vishalay Befonim. Me, myself, I have a heter to listen to my Rebbe, and I could be mekel to eat this fat in front of my Rebbe and not in front of my Rebbe. Of to you, Larisoi, so you didn't see my Rebbe. Is Leitoicho, you should take on the chumrah not to eat this fat. Bein b'fonai, even though you're in front of me, bein shloi b'fonai, even though you're not in front of me, you b'chlau should not eat from this fat. So tomorrow, please, the day of the day, there's a little stira in what really Rabbi Avachonah held.
All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape, the next continuation.
Here we're holding Daf Nun Aleph Omer Aleph on the bottom. Again, Omalei. Omalei Rabba Bar Bachona LeBnei. Bnei told his child, Bnei Loi Toichel, you should not eat this fat, Loi Befona, not in front of me. Veloi Shloi Befona, not in front of me. Why? Ani Sharisi Es Rabbi Yechanan Shochal, I, that's Rabbi Yechanan that ate this fat, is Kedaya Rabbi Yechanan Lismechalot. I have a right to be Samechon Rabbi Yechanan, and for me, I could be Noeg Lokula to say this fat is mutatit. b'chonav, vishlay b'chonav, in front of him, and not in front of my Rebbe. Abata, you, my child, l'royis oisa, you didn't see the tzaddik, my Rebbe, eat it. Is l'toychol bein b'chonav, bein shlay b'chonav. You should not be samech l'kula to eat this type of a fat, not in front of me, and not in front of me. So the moral plig the day adi day. His Rabbi Babachona as a stereo into what he held someplace else. Because here he says that what, since you did not see the original Rashiva, my Rebbe, do it, you cannot be Samech L'Kula, since there are other people that are Machmir. And here he said not like that. What? The Yom Rabbi Babachona, he said over, that Tzachli Rabbi Yechonah ben Loza. He told me that Pamachas one time Nechnasti Acha Rabbi Yasi ben Lekuna Legina. One time I went after my Rabbi Yasi ben Lekuna to the Gina.